Chapter 12. Victor scratched at his face. His friends followed in the same staggered and desperate steps he took. "Book," he muttered through a cough akin to a growl. "Book," his friends muttered together. They took books from their shelves. They held them open, smelt them, then threw them to the side. "Book," they all said. They tore at their skin. Leaf had chosen the perfect moment to leave the group. Soon after his abrupt departure, the gang had taken several more night owls in order to double down their search without their guide. The group soon found themselves stumbling without a clear sense of direction. A girl with long blonde hair, a gray hood, and tall leather boots walked in front of the group on her way to the neutral zone. They all turned to her, making her jump and drop her books.
"Damn it all," she said. "You scared the hell out of me, you jerk."
The hunger in their eyes caught her attention. She had heard of overdoers, but had found herself lucky to not have met one until now. She considered herself incredibly unlucky to find a group of them in front of her. She started to gather her books as slowly as she could. She trained her eyes to not take them off of the subhumans. They gathered together as they watched her with ravenous hunger. The moment she touched the first book, one of Mr. Candle's prized geography books, they lunged. Having little chance to react, all the girl could do was run. She threw down books from their shelves, knocked over cases with priceless knickknacks, all in an attempt to get away. Victor lunged over all of them. He crawled on all fours like a rabid animal until he caught the girl by the ankle. She kicked the man in the face, screaming for help. The others were upon her, all calling for the book she didn't have.
"Stop!"
a man yelled over them. He turned over the woman to get enough momentum to stomp on Victor's wrist. The overdoer released, howling in pain. He got to his feet to stare down the torch before him.
"Fuck."
The last sound sounded painful, like it took overwhelming effort just to let it out.
"Fuck."
The torch pulled out his baton. He twirled it and steadied his stance.
"I would get down to the neutral zone, miss."
"I can fight with you," the girl said.
She scrambled to her feet. Her ankle was sore, but she was sure she would be able to be of some use. She grabbed a candlestick from its table.
"I just couldn't take all three of them before."
"Huh!"
The torch laughed.
"Let's put you to the test, then. Careful now. These overdoers are a slippery sort."
"Right," the girl said.
"Prepare yourself,"
the torch said. He reached out, grabbed a book, causing the overdoers to attack.